JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
And we're going to put a product on the field that this entire state can be proud of. It's going to take a lot of hard work. It's going to take a lot of dedication from a lot of people. But there was a formula that worked here for a long time. And times have changed a little, but some of those same things are what is going to make this work again. And that's a lot of good people that care about this place, working really hard. It's toughness. It's dedication. It's work ethic. That's what Nebraska is. That's what the people of Nebraska are. And that's what this place is going to stand for while I'm here. So thank you.
Breaking news. Just in case you haven't heard.
There's
what
a guy
would have to have been going on in somebody's life for them to miss this weekend?
They were out of town.
Out of the country?
I guess if you were out of the country or somewhere where you had no internet, television, radio of any kind of access.
I mean, that's
true. Not much electricity going on there. Did you see, Lauren, I think as a former TV person, you will appreciate this.
What?
So, you know how you have the ticker at the bottom of the screen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there was supposed to be an announcement from Nebraska after the UCF game got over.
Okay.
But it started
like
at 11.
Scott Frost was coaching.
Yeah, Scott Frost was going to be here. The game started at 11, so like right around, it was about 3:15-ish,
yeah,
somewhere in that neighborhood. Nationally, locally, all over the place, all these tickers start running about Scott Frost to be the next coach at Nebraska. Well, the problem is the game went to overtime. So they kept showing Frost and his players in the middle of a game, and all these UCF fans are watching it, and it's running across the ticker
being announced. Yeah, that was pre-programmed?
Yeah,
that's what happens when you pre-program that kind of stuff. And plus, it would have been locally picked up from national tickers.
Yeah,
because local subsidiary stations use national tickers.
So I had to make sure everybody knew I was not out at the airport videotaping an airplane about 200 yards away landing.
Yeah.
And that, no, I'm going to get up and do a radio show in the morning. So keep your hate towards the people that are out there.
No.
Did you ever have
people,
to do that?
Yes. And I tell you what, those people out there hated it just as much as everyone.
The anger.
Oh, good. I get to go do this.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to hate me.
It was
or I could not do it and lose my job.
Yeah, the anger that came from a lot of Husker fans towards local media because of stuff like that this weekend was comical.
I promise it was not them. It was their bosses.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. But yeah, Coach Frost is here. Very exciting. He runs a really exciting offense. It's similar to what Oregon ran under Coach Chip Kelly. And it's basically what that means is it's a lot of running. Chip Kelly would run the ball about 51 times a game, throw the ball about 30 sometimes.
Okay.
Which in an average football game, there's about 65 plays. That number I just gave you adds up to almost 90.
I said that doesn't add to 60.
So he runs, it's fast. And he said at his press conference, everything's fast. Up to the line, go, 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 working out, meetings, everything. Quick, fast. That's identity of this team. And it's a really fun offense to watch, and it's a real athletic offense, so that'll be really fun. And it's exciting because under Coach Riley, there was a struggle to figure out what the identity, the base of the program is, what your foundation. Frost basically outlined his in his press conference and said from top to bottom, everyone's gonna be able to echo that and do that, which that's exciting. That's really exciting. Super fun.
So we'll see what happens now. I mean, because now he's going to be doing the recruiting.
Yeah, got a top quarterback, one of the top quarterbacks in the nation, got an offer within 10 minutes of the job being announced that it was his.
So they were recruiting before.
Yeah, like a week before. According to reports, his staff had been calling out and recruiting heading into before their championship game on behalf of Nebraska.
That's got to make, the kids that are being recruited like that, that's going to make them feel special.
I would think so. And you're entrusting in them to keep a secret.
Those kids knew secrets.
Right. They had secrets going on.
Secrets.
So, but it's super fun, and I'm really, really pumped. I'm excited to see how the season goes. Practice coming up in already about 2.5 months. Once we get to practice, it's gonna be really fun to watch and kind of see how everything's going. Mm-hmm. The defense, a lot of people was worried about the defense because they gave up a couple 50 burgers over the last two games, as we like to call them. They play in a conference where it's all spread out and people throw the ball all over the place. It'll look a lot better in the Big Ten.
Okay.
Just by sheer volume of plays that they're on the field against.
Right.
Because a lot of teams run a similar offense in that conference to what Scott does. So just by that volume of plays, you're going to give up more yards and more points. So he'll be all right. It'll be good. But It's fun. And I got to shout out my guy Davison. Matt Davison was like a huge part of this. I reported to you guys 2.5 weeks ago about how everything I had been hearing was that Frost met in Philadelphia with T.O.'s wife, and Moose and them. And it was before the Temple game. And they, you know, talked things through and met, whatever. It's really weird because all my sources were right on every single detail, except they replaced Davison with Tom Osborne. And I wonder if that was to protect Davison so he'd be able to go and be the intermediary.
So Davison was actually the one running a lot of this deal?
Yeah, he was going around, like, as Scott said yesterday, pestering him until he said yes. But they're good friends. And then Davison will be taking a job as assistant athletic director of football, which I'm really happy for him. So I'll miss hearing him on the, you know, the game broadcast.
With football and men's basketball, yeah.
But I consider him a friend, and I'm really fired up for him.
That's very
so
cool.
So I'm hoping this means that before basketball games and football games now, I get to see him down at gate 25 and we can have a few adult beverages, you know, and hang out. Because he's a really, really good dude. And I'm excited that that he's doing this. And you know, it's funny, too, because he was a really good player while I was here. But he's the guy in the Missouri game where you always see the video where Scott throws the ball. It gets kicked up in the air. Davison dives and catches it. And that essentially keeps them going towards what became a national championship. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing how one dude who had one amazing play happen has parlayed that into such immense success. Like, my hat is off to him. Right. I hope when the day comes that the Lord smiles on me with some opportunity like that, that I take full advantage of it, just like Matt has. Because he's done a lot of hard work since then, obviously.
Yeah,
but I'm super happy for him. So that'll be good that he'll end up having that role. And who knows, maybe down the road, because Moose is in his 60s, maybe down the road he'll end up maybe being AD or something. That'd be pretty fun. So,
all right,
awesome stuff, man. It's going to be fun.
Bridging the fans back together again and bringing in a great, highly chased after coach. This is what the Husker fans want.
Yeah, and we have an official emoji now.
Oh, really?
Not just the corn emoji.
We have an emoji? What's our new emoji?
It's the snowflake. Everybody keeps all the recruits. Everybody just tweets out this snowflake because it's Scott Frost is what they're saying. And it's awesome. So, yeah.
That's a lot of jokes there.
I saw a thing where they were like all of our coaches in emojis and like Bo is the angry face and a fist. And then
it was Riley.
Riley was the angel emoji.
Oh,
sad. And then Devaney was a cocktail. Which is awesome, because he was notorious for being slightly hammered on the job at all times.
What was Dr. Tom?
I don't remember. I don't know. Okay. No, his was a goat.
The goat, great.
Yeah, his was a goat.
Nope, that makes sense.
But yeah, and then Frost has got the snowflake. So everybody, like all the recruits. So when you see that tweeted out now, you'll get like a snowflake and a corn cob.
Yep.
And that's the Scott Frost.
All right.
Deal at the
April 14th
out.
For the spring game. That sucker's going to sell out, and then they take on the Akron Zips.
I'm sure we'll September be doing one. Something fun, like in the rail yard or something. We'll so just be paying attention.
Be ready to party.
We'll have
with us
a party.
Husker football. It'll be here soon.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kicks 96.9.